Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 or coronavirus pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 and the defection of MTC activists to the ruling ZANU-PF party.
The Ministry of Health reports that 2 people died and 3 tested positive for COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday. So far, more than 1,500 people have succumbed to COVID-19 in a nation that has recorded over 36,000 cases and 34,000 recoveries.
Zimbabwe entered its second phase of its vaccination program today, with over 42,000 people already inoculated with the Chinese Sinopharm vaccine since the inception of the program about 3 weeks ago.
And the government has been vaccinated frontline workers, including nurses, doctors, and journalists. Amongst others in the second phase, teachers, members of the public are also expected to voluntarily take the vaccine.
This comes at a time children have returned to school amid concerns of lack of proper facilities to handle the COVID-19 pandemic.
And in politics, former NDCT Vice President Obed Gutu has joined ZANU-PF, claiming that the party has lost direction and is being controlled by the West. The West has in the past dismissed the saying. They have nothing to do with opposition politics in Zimbabwe.
Yebambe mahlaba zulu linjani lapho khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo namhlanje ke kuhlelo lwe Live Talk sikhuluma ke nge COVID-19 kanye nokwenzakala kumabandla aphekisayo siyabona ke ukuthi umnumzana Obed Gutu usephumele kubandla le MDCT wangena ke khona ngale kubandla le ZANU-PF ngokuthi kwakhe ukuthi vele kudala wasuka ku MDCT so bengena ngale ke ezihambela nje. Kuna ngosikangele COVID-19 kwa kante Zimbabwe, mkutani lo uhlasele siwili okunyo umale sayo, lo manje utetika ngani goto wage, suku labantu vane ngasewe wanjo mkutani lo. Ngosikangele ke kusela ngesikinyo mbibi bito nyagenyi, suku labantu 1,500 asa wabula wa COVID-19, mbosu kusitike ngosikangele ama cases nje Zimbabwe, kule abe kula 36,000, mbosu kusita abantu wa 34,000, seba pepa ku COVID-19. Sila kangele njalo ke abantu wa ijekiseni yeSinopharm sokula bantu ke 42,000 asebehlatshwe ijekiseni le. Ijekiseni le ibizwa ngokuthi iSinopharm. So yiyo ke abantu abajovwa ngayo. Kulabanye abathi ilungile kube khona abanye abangani bayisola sibili bathi abazizwa ukuthi kambe yahluzwa njani. So khonoko ke bakuthi kuyabamangalisa okunye okumangalisayo. Okunye ke okwamanje sokujovwe abantu okuthiwa ngama-frontline workers ngapha njengabongi odokotela labanye lama-journalists intathele zindaba phela lazo zike zahlatshwa phela iJackson. So kungena ke i-second phase yokuthi-ke abantu kulala abantu abahlatshwa kanye sebahlatshwa kwesibili bosekubuya-ke labantu nje abanjengababalisi labanye nje sekumele behlatshwe-ke iJackson le. So ke sathi-ke singene kwezombusazwe ngokuya kwesikhathi Marvelous yikwesichayayo namhla ku-Live Talk.
Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk musi wemuvhuro March 22 uko tiri kutefenyura tiri kumba pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19 nhasi tichange tiri kuenderera mberi tichitarisa zviri kuitika pamusoro penhomba iri kubayiwa vanhu yeSinopharm inobva kuChina. Pari zvino tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano razivisa iro kuti kubvira nezuro pane vanhu 1,500 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri reCOVID-19. Kubvira patanga chirwere ichi totarisa kuti vanhu 36,000 ndo vabatwa nechirwere ichi uyezve kune nhau yekuti pane vanhu ava 34,000 wavo vakawanikwa vachibatwa necovid-19 asi vachikunda denda iri. Tinotarisa zvakare kuti muzuva ranhasi mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Munangagwa vari kuTanzania uko vaenda kurufu rwaJohn Magufuli vaive mutungamiri wenyika yeTanzania. Titarisa zvakare kuti vaMunangagwa vakazivisa kuti iro shondo rino nemusi wechitatu vachange vachibayiwawo nhomba iyoyi yeSinopharm vari kuVictoria Falls ivo nevamwewo. Saka ndozvimwe zvatitange tiri kutarisa tichitarisa zvakare kuti zvikoro zvavhurwa nhasi veruzhinji nevamwewo vachitaura ivo kuti havasi kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu sezvo pasina zvikwanisiro zvakawanda. Topinda zvakare munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Tichange tiine hurukuro nava Obed Gutu vaimbova vebato reMDC Alliance, asi pari zvino vari kuti ivo vakapinda vakaenda kunobatana maoko nebato reZANU PF iro ravaimboshora munguva yapfuura. Saka tichange tiri kunzwa kuti chii chaita kuti aiwa vakumire bhachi ravo rekunge vachishanda nevanopikisa vachibatana ivo nebato reZANU PF. Saka izvi ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatange tiri kukurukura nemi ipo pano muzuva ranhasi, Gibbs.
Yes, our first guest is Mrs. Tendai Westerhoff. I think she had a Sinopharm, she took a vaccine, a Sinopharm vaccine today. So, Westerhoff, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, and good afternoon or good evening, everyone.
Good evening, and yes.
Morning.
Thank you so much. So, you took the vaccine when?
It's over a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just felt that I had to take the vaccine, and an opportunity was there, so I grabbed it, I took the vaccine. And I'm also one of those, you know, as a person who is living with HIV,
mm-hmm.
who also was not so sure on whether or not to take this vaccine, because there's been too much information around the coronavirus, around COVID-19, and also around the vaccines themselves,
mm-hmm.
of which some were saying, no, the vaccines are not good, you shouldn't take them, they are not real, they are placebos, you know. And as a person living with HIV, I concurred with the rest of people with my condition, because we wanted to know the effects of the vaccine on people living with HIV, if those trials had been done or not.
Mm-hmm.
But when the vaccine, particularly the Sinopharm vaccine, when it came to Zimbabwe, I think all confidence was restored in people to say it's a vaccine of hope, which is going to restore lives, which is going to prevent COVID-19 from an individual level, from those, our loved ones, and from our communities. We saw the vice president himself. He took the jab,
mm-hmm.
you know. And if there was anything bad with it, surely we could have known. He took the jab to set an example, to set the pace. So we just felt that that had a great impact on us as ordinary people. This is why I also decided to take the jab, because I'm a woman who is also in leadership. As a person living with HIV, I lead a national network of women living with HIV, of which, you know, the statistics of HIV are more to women, you know. The burden of HIV is on women, including the statistics and everything. So I just felt that as a woman living with HIV in leadership, I should also lead by example, set the pace, and get the job. I got the job. And it's over a week now. It's almost 2 weeks. I feel fantastic. There's absolutely nothing that I'm experiencing. You know, some people are saying you end up talking Chinese, speaking like a Chinese person. I'm normal, as you can see. My health is just superb. Even my immune system, I've never felt this good ever since. You know, I'm on ARVs as well, but I've never felt this good. So I have confidence in the vaccine, and I urge others in my condition, those who require it. Like what Marvella said, it's voluntary in this country. Policy is that those who want to get vaccinated do it voluntarily. Nobody will be forced to take it or not to take it. So we have a pandemic whereby I'm not safe, you are not safe, if everyone is safe. And if we have a vaccine, surely we should encourage each and every person to take it if the opportunity comes, and to ensure that there is universal coverage of this vaccine, universal access of this vaccine to everyone who needs it, from the grassroots community all the way up to the highest office in the country. We need the vaccine. We need to control this pandemic. And if you look at it, the effects of COVID are more devastating than the effects of HIV and AIDS. At least with HIV, a person is still healthy as long as they have not developed into full-blown AIDS. They can go to work. But with COVID, we have to experience a lockdown, which we have never had. Mm-hmm. Anywhere in history, there's never been a lockdown. You know, the last lockdown we knew was during the time of war when people were being kept in camps to keep them safe from intruders and whatever. Here we are now. Now everyone was on lockdown, and it didn't matter where you stayed, who you are, or what you do. So mm-hmm. this disease is different, and now the country has brought vaccines. We should advocate that more people have access to vaccines, so that we prevent this corona, so that people start to go back to work and work for their families. Those who are in informal trading, work for their families. Those who are
thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Marvelous.
Regai ndipinde ipapo ndichiti tinofara kuti makwanisa kunge muine su ipo pano pachirongwa. And also, I've been trying for the past few weeks to get you, but I'm so excited. Ndokuti mabva mauya matora nomba. Hii chakaita kuti mufunge kuti mutore nhomba iyi.
Nhomba iyi ndakatoitora nekuti neniwo handina kudzivirirwa kuCovid. Pese pandinenge ndichifamba munharaunda mandinogara, mubasa randinoita, muvanhu vandinosangana navo, ndinogona kungotapurira kana kutapurirwa iyo COVID-19. Ndokusaka ndakaona zvakakosha kuti nhomba iyi yapo, mukana wauya wokuti anoda kuitora asingamanikidzwi aitore. Ndakashandisa mukana iwoyo kuti ndibayiwewo nhomba iyi, ndobva ndabayiwa. Ende muviri wangu ndiri kunzwa zvakanaka. Utano hwangu hwakatsetseka panguva inei. Handisati ndambonzwa zvakanaka muviri, chigarire chese. Naizvozvo ndinoti vanhu havafani kutya kutora nhomba. Ende tinototenda kuti gavhumendi yedu yakakasira kumhanya. Mamwe maAfrican countries havasati vanayo nhomba iyoyi, kasi gavhumendi yedu isusu vakakasira kumhanya, vakatsvagira vanhu nhomba. Naizvozvo toda kuti nhomba iyi ishande nemazuva aya yakadzikwa, ishande vese vanoida vatore nhomba iyi, nokuti inhomba inobatsira kuti chirwere chichiparare, chasiyana neHIV neAIDS. HIV inogona kugara mumwiri momunhu usingarwari, uine utano hwakanaka uchienda kubasa. AIDS inozoita kuti munhu urare. But tichiona siyano yacho yeCovid-19 neHIV, muHIV hatina kumboitwa chinhu chinonzi lockdown. Handizivi kuti mushona lockdown chinoiti kuti ii. Chigariro chatakagara kunzwa tichizvarwa, hatisati tambonzwa kuti vanhu vakaiswa mulockdown. But chirwere chinoti COVID, munhu wese ari kupindwa mulockdown. Hazvina basa kuti unogara muHarare, unogara muZimbabwe, unogara kuBita, unogara kuBritain, uri kuAmerica, uri kuSouth Africa. Ndokukosha kwakaita nhomba iyi. Toda kuti vanhu ngavabayiwe. Vanhu vasatya, hakuna chinotyisa kunhomba iyi. Ngatibvise stigma yekunhomba iyi. Inoshanda, hapana zvainoita kuutano hwako. Inotikurudzira kuti uve neutano hwakanaka, hwokuti usabatire nhomba iyi, usabatire chirwere. Ukachibatira hauzonyanyisi kurwara, kana kuti hautombochibatiri uye hauzotapuriri vamwe, kana kuchapurirwa nevamwe.
Imi semumwe anowanikwa iye achishanda nevanhu vari kurarama HIV, sekutaura kwamaita uyezve muchitaura kuti nemiwo mune chirwere ichi, chii chamungakurudzirawo vamwe vakateerera? Nekuti vamwe tinoona vazhinji vari kuona zviri kunyorwa padande mutande zvichitaura panyaya iyoyi yenhomba idzi. Zvii zvamungataure takanangana nenhomba iyi yeCovid-19?
Nhomba yeCovid-19 kunyanya muZimbabwe munomu, chokwadi chapo Vice President vedu General Constantino Chiwenga vakatora nhomba iyi mumaziso evanhu vese vakatarisa. Iye zvino kunzwa kuti president vari kunotora nhomba iyi. Even vatapi venhau vakawanda vane mukurumbira munyika ino vakatora nhomba iyi. Kana maparliamentarians edu vanotumirira muparliament vakawanda vavo vakaonekwa vachitora nhomba iyi. Nemafrontline workers, mahealth workers, madoctor nevamwe vanoshanda necommunity vakaonekwa vachitora nhomba iyi. Ende pakunopuhwa nhomba yacho, hapana munhu anokubvunza kuti une diabetes here, uri HIV positive here, kana kuti chii. Munhu wese ari kunzi anoda
kutora nomba ngaatore. Saka ndinokurudzira kuti vanhu vanorarama nehutachiona weHIV. Already tine hutachiona weHIV, tiri kumwa mapiritsi edu maARVs. Akanangana nokudzivirira HIV chete, hatidziviriri kuCOVID-19. Naizvozvo ndinokurudzira kuti tese kana mukana uyu wavapo, vakawanda vedu ngatiende tinopuhwa nomba iyi. Hatirwari, hapana chinozoitika kwatiri. Sezvandambotaura, onai pandiri pano. Ndakasimba handina chakaitika kwandiri mazuva ekutanga ndaitombotyawo ende ndiri kuti kune vanhu vanorarama neHIV takura neHIV iyi ngatichiziva kusefa zvinhu zvatinonzwa muzvivhitivhiti nezvinyorwa-nyorwa zvesocial media zvimwe zvacho zvinenge zvisina maturo zvinonyorwa kungoti zvitivhiringidze kuti tisaone chinangwa chokunaka kweCOVID-19, kwenhomba dzeCOVID-19 dzinenge ichida kungoti piringisha piringisha. Pane vamwe mapato asiri kutoda vhasini iyi vanotoshandisa even vanhu vemucommunity kuti vataure zvakaipa nezvevhasini. Kasini ndiri kuti kune munhu wese anorarama nehutachiona weHIV, even iyeye asingararame nehutachiona weHIV, utano ndehwako, upenyu humwe chete, unorarama kamwe chete. Ukaterera marehwa rehwa akawanda anonyorwa muchinzi muchanotora usanobayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19, hapasisina chimwe chinhu chiripo chichazokudzivirira. Ndo opportunity irimo hongu, ticharamba tigeza maoko, tichisanitaiza, tichiita social distance, tichipfeka mamaski. Kati nhomba ndo wamushonga wazvo zvese. Saka ndiri kuti handei tinovhaccinatwa, titoti government yedu ngaiunze mamwe mavhasinzi, munhu wese avhasinete. Toda kuti tikasvika mucommunity tonzwa kuti community yese yavhasinetwa, tikauya muno murimuka matiri rimuka yese yavhasinetwa. Zvichingodero hapana chinotyisa, nhomba idzadziurai. Ende ndotonzwa kuti newewo mavhilesi uchiri kutoendawo kunoitwa vaccination. Ndo zvinenge zvakanaka, zviri kungoonekwa muno muZimbabwe. Hapana kuti munhu watambonzwa kuti akaita maside effects neCOVID-19 vhasini rekuChina, kana kuti takanzwa kuti pane munhu akazofa apuhwa COVID-19. Vanhu vese so far of the over thousands of people who have been vaccinated, vese vanhu vava vari kufamba zvakanaka, vane utano hwakanaka, vari kuenda kumabasa, vari kuenderera mberi noupenyu hwavo. Saka kune vanhu vanorarama neutachiona weHIV, ndo mukana watapuhwa. Anokwanisawo ari pane vhasini, enda unobayiwa nhomba iyi. Inga taibayiwa polio wani tiri vana vadiki, ndiani aitaura nezvazvo? Kana yellow fever, munoziva kuti kune dzimwe nyika dzoti kana uchifamba usina kubayiwa nhomba yellow fever haupindi. Vanototi vasvika paairport vanotanga vakubaya. Saka chazonyanyoshamisa paCOVID-19 chiiko? Inhombawo sedzimwe nhomba.
Thank you very much. Lapa ke sikhuluma lo mama uWesterhof. UWesterhof usanda kuhlatshwa ijekiseni yeSinopharm. So uyathosile ukuthi yena ungani ule HIV emzimbeni wakhe. Kodwa uthi lobe njalo ke uhlatshiwe uzizwa sibile jabulile okunye okumangalisayo. So ke izulukanda leziswela la uyakhuluma lapho uthi ayizamani ukuthi lani lihlatshwe ijekiseni le. Siyakwazi ukuthi kulabanye abantu abathi ijekiseni le kunganaye balungelanga kangako. Abanye bacabangela ukuthi ingabe ijekiseni le ingahluzwanga kahle khona ngale ke kwele China. Kodwa yena uthi hayi ijekiseni le yena akazwanga ingani iyamgulisa kumbe kungani uhambe kubi. Yena uyayithakazelela okwamagama. So ke silobaba lapha uWitness Dube, sike sizokuthi yena uthini ngejekiseni le. So sizingena kwezepolitika singaqeda ukukhuluma ngakhonoku ke okwe-COVID-19. Baba Dube, sawamukela uhlelo baba.
Ngiyabonga baba Dube, ngizingelela njalo lo mama uWesterhof nabanye abakuhlela.
Iye, siyabonga kakhulu. Sondele efonini yakho ukuthi sikuzokuhle. So baba Dube, siyabona ke nxa singakhuluma ngamafitshane ngodaba lolu ole COVID-19. So ubona njani ukuhlatshwa kwabantu vaccination le?
Ukuhlatshwa kwabantu into elungileyo kakhulu babudule, ngoba imikhuhlane yona le ekhona efana nale COVID-19 amavirus avele avelwa ngaleyo ndlela. Ngakho abantu kabangisabi. Nxa umkhuhlane usamutsha kuyabe kumele ukuthi ulwiswe ngazo zonke indlela kuze kufike ekuthini uvikele ngale ndlela. Ngoba ukuhlaba, nxa umuntu ehlaba uyarezikela yena njalo uyarezikela nabanye ukuze ungamemetheki. Sonke sikubonile ukubi balo mkhuhlane. Uyagula, kawuguli, kodwa ugcina usukuthintile ngoba uyayehluleka ukwenza imisebenzi yakho, sile ukubana uphile impilo ngendlela oyaziyo. So nxa singahlaba ukuthi kuzaphangisa ukuthi sicine sibili impilo siyenza siphila ngendlela esijayele ngayo. Thina ngebandleni umkhokheli wethu u-Douglas Monzora u-president wahlaba ijekiseni yakuqala njalo uza kuphinda enye emalangeni njengokufunekwa kwakhona. Njalo labanye abameli bedala lephalamende bethu ababaliselo mama u-Yvonne Msarulwa labanye bahlatshwa. So thina njengebandla le-MTCT esikukhangeleleyo kuphela ukuthi uhulumende aqinise isandla alethe amajekiseni amaningi azakwanisa ukubana ahlatshwe umuntu wonke. Abantu kumele bananzelele njalo ukuthi amajekiseni lawa nje sokumele siwahlabe bona bezempilakahle amadokotela lamanesi sebehlabile. Ngakho kumele khonoko kusitshengise ukuthi njengabantu abachwayisisayo izinto abaziyo into zempilakahle ukuvuma ukubana bahlatshwe ngendlela abavuma ngayo kusho ukuthi bayakwazi ukuthi kuyilungela imizimba yethu. Lathi iningi kumele senze njalo ukuze sizivikele njengesizwe.
Yes, cela ungifake ngesithiwa khonoko kade ukhuluma ngakho.
In brief, what I was saying, Keith, is that we are in total agreement with the vaccination of our Zimbabwean population and nation against the COVID-19 vaccine. We particularly plead to the population not to heed to, you know, hearsay and half-truth about vaccines, any vaccines. If there is any problem with any vaccine, I think the World Health Organization and the institutions involved in their manufacture have been open about it, and some have had to be, you know, some rollout plans have had to be halted, some have had to be recalled. But the general approach and strategy of vaccinating populations is the only valid strategy that can be, you know, implemented. Because when one takes that vaccine, they are not only securing their health, but they are actually going a long way in securing the total population, you know, what is called herd immunity. Mm-hmm. And we should also take cure from the fact that, you know, the health, the frontline workers, especially healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, and such like, have actually taken this vaccine. Which means that, you know, being people who have got a particular eye on health matters, they are in concurrence with the health, World Health Organization standards that these vaccines are actually, you know, a very sound strategy. So we must take an example from them and follow suit. What we only wish for the government to do is to speed this rollout plan so that it reaches every corner of Zimbabwe, so that the quicker we can do this, the sooner we can get back to life as we know it.
Thank you very much. Marvelous. Let's go back to Westerhof.
Aha, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vadhube vawitness dhube vemdct vachitaura ivo kuti ivo nebato ravo vanobvumirana nechirongwa chekuti vanhu vabayiwe nhomba, asi vari kukurudzira kuti dai hurumende yaita kuti nhomba idzi dziwanikwe kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachiwana kubayiwa nhomba yecovid-19. Todzokera kwamuri mai Westerhof. Takatarisa basa rinoitwa nesangano renyu. Zvii zvamuri kuita mukudzidzisa vamwe pamusoro pekunaka kwenhomba iyoyi mushure mekunge imi maibayiwa vhiki rapfuura?
Hongu, isusu kubastore Pan-African Positive Women's Coalition in Zimbabwe. Iri bato remadzimai vanorarama nouchachiona weHIV muZimbabwe mese, tiri kumaprovinsi ese. Tinotaura nyaya dzeutano hwedu semadzimai, zvatinenge tichishuwira kuti government itiitire nemadzimai semadzimai anorarama nouchachiona, zvatinoshuwira maererano neutano hwedu nokuwana mishonga nezvimwe zvese zvakadaro, including zvichisanganisira iwo non-communicable disease nezvimwe zvirwere zvakafanana naizvozvo zviri kukonzerwa necoronavirus, chirwere chatiri kuti COVID-19. Kubva pakatanga lockdown mugore rakapera muna Machi, isusu sebato re-Pan-African Positive Women's Coalition chakatsvaga dzimwe nzira dzokuti mashoko arambe achisvika kumadzimai anorarama nouchachiona weHIV. Takacreata masocial media platform akawanda pataidiscussa nyaya idzodzi dzeCovid tichikodzore nokunzwisisa kuti icho chinombonzi Covid 19 chii inokonzerwa nei, inotanga sei, masigns and symptoms awo yawo akamira sei. Saka taipakeja information iyoyi mumabulletins edu atinoita, tinoita rinonzi weekly update, tozoita rinonzi community voices, tozoita rinonzi the Dandaro forum ratinopublisha e-forum. Kupera kwemwedzi kwega kwega tinotaura zvinhu izvozvi uye tinoshedzawo vamwe nyanzvi nanamazvikokota munyaya idzi like ma medical doctors vanoziva zvecovid zvepublic health vachitaura nemadzimai pamaplatforms edu tinobatanidza information yese zvinenge zvataurwa nemarecommendations anenge abuda tozvipakeja and we share widely with the community of women living with HIV nemamwewo stakeholders vari kuministry, mafanda, vamwe vari civil society, nevamwewo vanhu vanongogara munharaunda vanoverenga zvinyorwa zvedu zvatiri kudzidzisa madzimai nezvecovid. Isu tichidzidziswawo nana mazvikokota vanoziva zvecovid. Tiri kuitawo take part mumazoom meetings nemawebinar ari kuitwa necivil society at country level, at regional level, at international level, tiri kuparticipate awo tichitaura nyaya dzecovid. Takatarisana nemadzimai kunyanya madzimai anorarama nehutachiona hweHIV. Tinofara hedu kuti mugrupu redu isusu mushure mokunge ini ndabaiwa nhomba mwe sondo rakapera umwe mudzimai akaendawo akanobaiwa nhomba. Hongu tine vashoma vakabatwa nechirwere cheCovid kasi vakararama, vakarapwa, vakarecover. Umwe chete ndiye akazongoshaikawo zvake. Kasi information yeCovid tine interest semadzimai tiri kutaura nezvazvo. Tiri kutarisawo zvinobuda pazvivhitivhiti zvenyika. Ministry of Health iri kupa information mashoko akakodzore echokwadi eCovid 19. Tinotererawo mashoko iwayo tichipawo kumastructures emadzimai anorarama
nehutachiona.
Uye tinokurudzira iyoyi personal protective clothing kuti munhu wese anga achipfeka mask nokugeza maoko nokuita social distance nokusazviita munzvimbo dzinoita kuti aspread kana kubatira COVID-19. Saka madzimai anorarama nehutachiona hweHIV tiri kutaurawo nezvenyaya iyi zvakanyanyisa.
Thank you very much, Westerhof. Maybe your last word before we go into politics. So tell us a bit about what your organization is doing these days in terms of, you know, conscientizing people about COVID-19. Just briefly.
Yes. Since the start of COVID-19, in particular the lockdowns in March of 2020, we established social media platforms of groups of women living with HIV from national level to all the 10 provinces of Zimbabwe, where we discuss issues of health, in particular with the topical issue of COVID-19. We are packaging the monthly discussions into booklets that we publish electronically through our social media platforms and other listservs, including to other stakeholders, mm-hmm. whereby we discuss COVID-19 as it impacts on women living with HIV. Some of them were exposed to gender-based violence. Some could not access treatment. Some were worried that can they take the COVID. So all those myths, we dispel them. We also invite experts in terms of qualified health personnel like medical doctors to discuss the issues with women living with HIV. We package the information and we disseminate. Our members read and they also share with their communities. We have not been able to meet face to face because of the lockdowns. As you know, they impacted negatively on women living with HIV. Most of them were informal traders. They ended up losing business and now they are trying to catch up. As you know, schools just opened fully this week. So they are trying to catch up to ensure that they supplement their household incomes to take care of themselves and their families as a result of COVID-19. So women are discussing the issue. Mm-hmm. It's in our interest and we are advocating that more women living with HIV have access to the COVID-19 vaccine. It is safe. The Sinopharm vaccine is safe. I was vaccinated and my HIV positive status is not a barrier. Even to anyone else, to any other woman who is living with HIV, if they need the vaccine, they should access it.
Wester, of you, thank you very much for your contribution today. So what we'll do is we'll call you after the show and do an exclusive interview with you as well. So thank you so much. You may rest for a while, and then we'll call you again for an exclusive interview that we use in different platforms. That is,
thank
yes, thank you so much. Papa, you can cut your phone now. Yes. So now let's turn, turning into politics, we know that there are some MTC activists who have actually defected from the MTC and joined ZANU-PF. One of them is Mr. Opet Kutu. Mr. Opet Kutu was the vice president of the MTCT, but he says he left the MTCT long back and now he has found a home in ZANU-PF. Let's listen to what he's saying about his new home.
A lot of intolerance, a lot of regionalism, a lot of tribalism, not to mention the violence, the corruption, and just the lack of ideological clarity. And I felt like I was, I was in the wrong place. I really was patient, but I was actually, like I said, hugely conflicted. And by the time that I moved off, I realized this was after the death of Dr. Morgan Tsvangirai, the violence that happened at his funeral, to me just signaled that, look, I'm in the wrong place. And I think 2 or 3 days after we laid to rest Dr. Tsvangirai, I then moved out of that organization. I thought, I couldn't continue to be part and parcel of a grouping that was so violent, so intolerant of different views. And not only that, just a party that had flagrantly disrespected its own constitution, especially regarding the failure to hold an extraordinary congress to choose a new leader in terms of the constitution after the unfortunate passing.
But, let's go back to some of the issues that you're talking about here. You are saying the MTC was violent, the MTC was moving to the right, and you were in that party, actually. So were you part of all those?
Certainly moving to the right. What was aching me, and this is, like I said, the accumulative kind of feeling. It didn't happen like overnight. This is cumulative. You know what I mean? Cumulative. Mm-hmm. Happening over time. I thought I could take this in. I was patient, but I noticed, no. I'm just hurting myself emotionally, hurting myself mentally, hurting myself psychologically. Because why I realized then that we were actually now being micromanaged. Each and every important decision, you would have to wait to hear, what does the U.S. embassy say? What does the British embassy say? You have these discreet and secret meetings with the embassy officials of powerful Western nations. I felt we're being micromanaged. We are not our own party. We're actually puppets. And I felt, no way. There's no way I'm going to be a puppet, because I'm not. And I've never been. And I'll never be.
So if you're saying that you're being turned into puppets, can you clarify something on that? How were you being turned into puppets?
No, the moment that you have an organization that is micromanaged from somewhere, you actually even to go out there and say, we continue lobbying both overtly and covertly for the continued imposition of sanctions. And we say, look, at the end of the day, the ruling elite that you think you want to target of this action, they don't even feel it. They want the money. If they want something, they want to buy a Louis Vuitton handbag for their wives. Do you think they'll have problems securing one from Tokyo or even Milan from New York? They'll simply send somebody to go there and buy it for them. If they want to go on holiday, there are better holiday destinations, outside the Western world. People go, these days they go to Bali, Indonesia. People go to Dubai, to the Seychelles, they go to South America, they go all over. So I say, so why should we be seen to be pushing this sanctions agenda? That's why you find a few weeks ago, I actually had to come public. Mm-hmm. To the people of Zimbabwe to say, look, for whatever role that I played in the continued existence of these sanctions and the continued lobbying of these sanctions, I'm deeply sorry. And I want to reiterate here and now that I'm sorry.
That is Mr. Opet Kutu. So he's saying that, the opposition is very hopeless. So let's start with Mr. Witness Dube. He's the MTCT spokesperson. Mr. Dube, what's your reaction to what Mr. Kutu is saying? But before that, we know that the West has always dismissed these kind of remarks that it is working with the opposition. They're saying they don't know anything to do with the, how the opposition works in Zimbabwe. Go ahead, Mr. Dube.
Yes, I'm still in shock as to whether this is the same Obidkutu that I've known, because I'm hearing a totally different gentleman from the one that I've known. I'll tell you for a fact, I personally have never heard Obidkutu call for sanctions when he was in the MPC himself. I've never heard him in private or in any public fora calling for sanctions to be imposed on the Zimbabwean government. So I'm wondering where and how he is now, you know, standing on top of a mountain to say that MPC as a whole has always been about calling for sanctions. And to then try to make that, you know, escalate that kind of a strategy to an ideological standpoint, it's really very unfortunate for Mr. Kutu. This is a man who was the spokesperson of the party. He is the, you know, the preceding information and publicity secretary, having been elected in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually in his shoes. I'm the first person to be in his shoes legally and constitutionally since he departed. But I can tell you that I saw no signature of his presence in the office, because there is nothing that I could then see and try to expand from his input in the organization to say this is what he was trying to communicate about the party, which then shows that he was always somebody who was, you know, not committed to the social democratic ideological positioning of the MPC. But then coming again to the issue of sanctions, you know, this is a well-known strategy anywhere in the world, that sometimes if the opponent is a government and it's got wielding a lot of influence on you and is using it on you, sometimes opposition strategists have no option but to call for other, you know, greater powers to try to assist them to squeeze the government so that a certain desired result, you know, comes out of it. But as the MTCT leadership currently and as of now, what we have said is that while we are not in agreement with the government, while we condone the human rights abuses and, you know, the repression from the government, we believe and we have come to the conclusion that sanctions have tended to miss the target. You know, they are targets like sanctions, but they've tended to have adverse impact on the common person. So we continue to call on the international community to help the Zimbabwean people to try and get space, political space to express themselves, to bring change upon themselves without necessarily resorting to sanctions.
Thank you. The
community has got many other tools that it can use. But for them to say that was the only strategy that MCCC has ever wielded, it's very unfortunate. It's a misdirection, a deliberate misdirection of the voting public so that he can score cheap political points for his so-called new home.
Thank you very much. And we know that many other people have actually left the MTC Alliance and joined ZANU-PF. Marvelous.
Hey, apo tanga tichiona isu wa Obidkutu vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti aiwa vambobva kumapato anopikisa hurumende. Pari zvino vati ivo vakuda kuti vaende kunoshanda nezanu-PF, vachitaura ivo nemazwi avo kuti nyaya dzakadai senyaya yekuti pave nezvirango munyika nezvimwewo ndozvaita kuti vabve kune mapato aya anopikisa vachienda kunobatana nezanu-PF. Tanzwa zvakare vadhuvewo vachipindawo vachitaura kuti havawirirane nemashoko ava Obidkutu. Uyezve saka tichange tiri kuenderera mberi achitaura ipo pano tichinzwa kuti zvii zviri kutaurwawo nevamwe panyaya iyoyi. Maybe let me now turn to Mr. Andimande. What do you think of what we're seeing playing out in Zimbabwe when we look at opposition politics?
Mr. Ndivali?
Very much, Sister Marvelous and Mr. Gibbs. What we are seeing playing out is that MDC, not the opposition, MDC has become a national sham. They've become a national sham because these are the guys who went to America, who went to United Kingdom to ask for sanctions against their own countries. These are the guys who've been running right as the runner boys for the capitalist and for the capitalist greed. So, comrades, what we have to understand is that what we see in the world right now, where we've got wars, we've got even the limitation of the vaccine to certain nations, access to vaccine, due to capitalism and capital greed. We must understand that because of the fact that opposition called MDC, not the entire opposition, called MDC has been in existence for the last 20 years. And these guys have been governing local authorities. And these guys have completely and utterly failed. And what they have successfully done is to bring the imposition of sanctions in Zimbabwe. And the last thing that I'm going to say is that the inequalities that we have as a global crisis is because of capitalism and capital greed. So what we are saying is that parties like MDC, they are a national shame. What Utu is actually telling the world today is that, look, I was associated with national shame. I was a shameful individual who was participating in a system that is anti-sovereignty of the country, anti-Zimbabwe, and anti the people of Zimbabwe. Because you cannot talk of freedom without the freedom of the masses, without the masses benefiting in the national development equation. So what MDC are doing, they've been working for their own pockets, meeting in a clandestine way with, the Western powers, who clearly have been in control of MDC.
But some are saying that's not true. So I think Mr. Dube wants to respond. Before you proceed, maybe let's bring in, we'll come back to you. Let's bring in Mr. Chuma, who is a ZANU-PF member of the Central Committee. He was also the Popoma Pelandaba Member of Parliament. Mr. Chuma, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Gibbs. Good evening to everybody, including Sister Marvel over there. Look, I feel that today I've been vindicated fully. Mm. I've been on this station numerous times trying to put across this same thing that has just been put by the Honorable Utu, who has come to his Damascus moment, actually. And I would like to say welcome, my brother, the Revolutionary Party. Let us carry the will of the people and work for the people. But what I've always been saying, Gibbs, mm-hmm. Without really going into detail, and at times without the authentication of what I was saying, he has been proven today and actually been rubber-stamped by Honorable Gutu. I've always said that I think Ukono Chairman, there must be something happening with the embassy. And today he has rightfully actually verified that they have been carrying out clandestine meetings with these European embassies and the American embassies as well.
But the embassies, Mr. Chuma, have been saying they're not working with the opposition.
No. But what I'm saying is he is a top official. Comrade Gutu was a top official in the MDC hierarchy. I think he was ranking probably maybe number 7 or so. And that was the party spokesperson, which means that everything that they were carrying out, they knew. So what he's saying, he's saying it on the international radio station platforms like your platform, and then he claims that it did happen. So we must also be able to actually take his word as well and say, since he's coming out open in an international platform like this one, then it means definitely there is truth into that. And this is exactly what we've always been suspicious about. We've been querying that, and today it has come to the open. And I'm glad today, as a member of ZANU-PF, I don't have to really be speaking so hard about this thing, because they are all rolling out before our eyes, before our ears. We can now all hear what has been happening. We can now all witness what we've been suspecting, that something was not right. And like somebody rightfully said here, those sanctions missed their target long time ago. The people that were targeted by those sanctions never got affected at all. But instead, us, the POVO, are the ones that felt the brunt of those sanctions. And therefore, any normal person should have said, no, look, the target is actually being missed. Therefore, let us call for them to be removed. But alas, we haven't heard that kind of statement from some quarters of our society. But it is good to hear comrades coming out clear and saying, no, we have realized this. And look, one wise man once said that a wise man is he who changes his mind. So it is good to go in a certain path, but you must also be wise enough to say, no, this is the wrong path, and change. And that must be acceptable. That must not come with retribution or whatsoever.
Thank you so much. Marvelous, maybe before you chip in there, there is one other video that we wish to play, you know, in our interview with Mr. Kutu. Let's hear what he said about some of these things that Mr. Chuma is talking about and what Mr. Witness Dube also said.
Don't make me laugh. I'm sending out. What is the definition of sending out? Sending out from who to who? I mean, I want
obviously from the MTC to ZANU-PF. They're saying, you have become a turncoat, you know, literally, you know?
No, you know, I don't want to dignify that kind of BS. Huh? I know when I'm there in the States, I love to listen to these shows, G Lemon and Chris Kumo. You know, they routinely use the word BS. I don't want to even dignify the BS, because, I mean, there is nothing like that. Sending out what? For who? So, if I say I don't want to continue to be with you guys, with you folks, because you are directionless, you are puppets, you are actually anti-Zimbabwe. Everything you are doing is trying to see the total collapse of the economy, because you think that if the economy collapses, people will vote for you. I mean, what kind of political organization is that? So all I'm saying is, anyone who calls me a sellout doesn't know what the definition of that word sellout means. And instead of getting angry with them, I actually sympathize with them. They are ignorant, and they have to be taught. They have to be taught a little bit of political science, I think, for them to appreciate. If anything, they are the sellouts. If you go out there to lobby for the imposition of sanctions against your own country, you are a sellout. If you go out there to lobby for the denial of lines of credit for your own country, you are not only a sellout, but a sellout in capital letters.
Now, Mr. Kutu, you know why some people are saying that is because some of the tweets that you actually sent out, let's say one in 2016, I'm going to read a quote. If you show me a ZANU-PF cabinet minister who isn't corrupt, I'll show you a prostitute who is a virgin. Bose imbava banuab. Right. So how then do you reconcile with that?
Look, 2016, and we are in which year now, Gibbs? 2016, and this is 2021, 5 years or more. Politics is a fluid game. Gibbs, I think you are a veteran journalist. You know what I'm talking about, Gibbs. You know what I'm talking about, my brother. It's not cast in stone. It's not like you wear a straight jacket. You don't wear a straight jacket. Times change. So do people change. If you were a Roman Catholic 2 years ago, and now you are a Musavada, you are a Seventh-day Adventist, it doesn't mean that you are a better person. You have simply moved on. So all I'm saying is, remember my preamble when we started this program. I said no political party in the world is perfect, even there in the United States. That's why I find there is squabbling in the GOP. There is even squabbling even in the ruling, the governing party, the Democrats. I mean, that is the norm. All I'm saying is, after looking at all the political parties in this country, in Zimbabwe, I honestly felt that, imperfect as ZANU-PF might be, I think it would be a better political home for me than any other party.
So now there are some people who are saying that ZANU-PF is corrupt, like what you tweeted in 2016. There are so many people that are doing all wrong things, you know, in ZANU-PF. And you are moving in there, so they are suspecting that maybe Mr. Kutu is going to be part of the gravy train. What's your reaction to that?
Gibbs, those are people who don't know me. I've been self-employed since I was 27 years old, a 27-year-old youth. You can look at me now and you can guess how old I am. In fact, for my entire working life, about 98% of my entire working life up to now, I've been self-employed. What gravy train would I want to jump onto? To do what? I mean, I look after myself. I look after my family at the best of my ability. I'm not bragging, but I don't want to think that I'm desperate for anything. If I want to travel, I travel. If I want to come there to the United States, I come. I was there, only returned March 6th. I was back here. If I want to come tomorrow, I'll just buy a ticket and I get on to Emirates. I fly into JFK, fly into Washington, Dallas. So what gravy train would I like to? I mean, these are people who don't know me and who don't know my background, who don't know where I'm coming from, what I believe in. If they think they want to jump onto the gravy train, they think I also want to do like what they do. They don't know me. And also when you talk about corruption, there's no party that is more corrupt than the MDC. Look at how they've, you know, run down Sito Harare. Look at even how they've run down the city of Queens and Kings.
That is Obed Kutu, marvelous. I think you can chip in there. So he's saying a lot of things here. So go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And mfunzo wangu wanga uri kuda kuti ndiende andizo kuti tine vamwe here veku MDC Alliance Gibbs panapa, I'm not sure. But my question, I wanted to direct it to Mr.
Witness Dube.
Mr. Witness Dube. Mm-hmm. That, you know, when we look at Zvekutaurwa Nava Gutu, to me, I mean, it's interesting that, you know, he's coming out and he's, you know, sharing his views on what, you know, used to happen in the party MDC. So what's the way forward now? Are you expecting other people to also believe in your party? Or what are you doing to remedy the situation that we're seeing Gutu talking about?
Thank you very much for that question. You know,
I think it got cut off. I don't know how, marvelous. So maybe he ran out of units. So maybe you can go to Mr. Ndibale.
Yeah, Mr. Ndibale, you can take over.
I think what Obed Kutu has shown is that MDC is rotten to the core, and MDC is in a state of chaos, and MDC cannot win in 2023. And also what this is indicative of is the need for MDC to immediately change policy, immediately move forward and restore confidence. Because as it stands, MDC is a national shame.
Hold on, Mr. Ndibale. Hold on. So we've got Mr. Tube. Mr. Tube, go ahead. Mr. Ndibale was saying MDC is a national shame as it is, you know. So he's actually supporting what Mr. Kutu is talking about. So go ahead, Mr. Tube.
They cannot be, you know, a worse national shame than ZANU-PF in Zimbabwe, because, you know, Mr. Ndibale is choosing to look in the wrong direction. I think he's looking with his choice of eyes at the situation in Zimbabwe. The MDC has never been in government. The closest it was in government was you know, during the inclusive government.
No, that's not true. No.
That's not true.
You are in government.
Is there...
No, let him talk. Go ahead, Tube.
Yeah, I gave him an opportunity to talk, so I thought maybe it was the moderator who was interjecting.
No, go ahead.
You know, the results of the... of MCC's involvement in government still there in people's memories. Everyone knows how the government of Zimbabwe created jobs between 2009 and 2013, how that time was the most developmental and most peaceful time of their lives post-independence. Everyone knows that during that time, towards the end of that government, we had a new constitution, which had, you know, mainly the devolution clause, or more importantly, the devolution clause, which if it had been implemented to this date, wouldn't be having most of these complaints about devolution, about corruption from central government. And a lot of criticism that MPC has gotten is that it has run down local authorities, urban councils, Harare, Bulawayo, and others too are mentioned. But the fact of the matter is central government still has authority over those, you know, because our councils only two budgets, which then have to be approved by the minister, and the whole flow of resources to doing, you know, the jobs that need to be done in those local authorities. Is determined, the test is determined by central government. So there is very little that mayors and their councils can do in terms of providing service at the rate and at the pace that they want to do. Central government has got a firm grip on how things are done. And you will see that now central government decided to say they are going to be interfering in the servicing of roads in urban councils and all. And because they've got the resources and the means to do it, which they do not want to channel through local authorities, they are going to do it for themselves, obviously, to take credit when they are supposed to be working through local authorities. So it's a subversion of the elected government of the opposition party in those councils, so that their credit goes to ZANU-PF as the leader in central government. And you have got, Obed Kutu casting aspersions as to, you know, MCC being controlled by foreign powers simply because it has had meetings with embassies. Embassies exist in countries primarily to interface with people in that country. The interactions are not only limited to government, but an embassy is a handshake of one nation to another. So opposition political parties and any other organization can at various times meet those embassies. You will not hear Obed Kutu complain when embassies extend hands, maybe through US aid or Danish aid, or when they do any other community project. You will not hear him complain. But once they open their ears to listen to human rights abuses, then you start to hear, you know, Kutu calling that interference. It's very unfortunate that he never raised these issues. When he was the spokesperson of the party, when he was in the standing committee of the party, and at various times, even when he was a member of parliament, he never raised any issue to the effect that MPC was Western controlled. This is something that we are hearing for the first time.
Thank you.
Love for you to have raised it. Why this was still within the party, so that we interrogate really the concerns that he had. But now that he's speaking for his new master, Honorable Chuba would want to call it a Damascene moment. But then that really attracts, you know, as to actually call it a Judas Iscariot moment. We don't want to say those kind of things. But when somebody turns around and starts making allegations of issues that really do not exist, you talk of tribalism. Tribalism, there is no better picture of tribalism than in ZANU-PF, where even the national constitution had to be structured in the presidency in a way to deal with tribal issues. Because ZANU-PF had failed the country, orchestrated a genocide, which was targeted at a minority in Zimbabwe, and to solve that, they had to make a constitution with two vice presidents. The country is overladen by that situation because of the tribalism that came from ZANU-PF. And to cure it, we had to have two...
Thank you, Mr. Thank you so much, Mr. Tube. Let's give Mr. Chuma a chance. Babu Chuma, 30 seconds. 30 seconds, Chum.
Thank you very much. I want to first say that I'm privileged that I was a member of the local government committee in Parliament. And what my dear brother here has spoken about is totally incorrect. Government, central government, has nothing to do with the way City Council runs its affairs. The only thing that the minister is there for is to guide them when they do a budget. The budget is done with the people, the red peers themselves, and then when they take the budget to the minister, it is for them to now scrutinize and see that they are not then overburdening the same red peers only. But otherwise, how that money is used is entirely up to City Council. How those rates I come to and arrived at is entirely City Council's duty with the red pairs themselves. So,
Mr. Chuma, 30 seconds.
Central government takes the role of City Council away from them. That's one thing that I actually wanted to correct.
Mr. Chuma, thank you so much. So here is a promise. Mr. Ndibali, I'll make sure that you are going to be joining our next show on Wednesday, and you are going to be the first one to speak. And we'll give you that time that we're supposed to use today to actually capitalize on it. So thank you so much for joining our show today. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Mrs. Tendai Westerhoff, Mr. Innocent Ndibali of the Economic Freedom Fighters Zimbabwe, Mr. Witness Dube, MTCT spokesperson, and Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.